It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Okay. Happy April Fool's Day. I'm not the real Don Steele. This is not KHJ. But, you know, I grew up to the real Don Steele back in the days. And today is his birthday, and he would actually be 85 years old today. And so I thought I'd play a little clip of him. And if you grew up to the real Don Steele, I'm sure you enjoyed that little clip. You can find that on YouTube, believe it or not. There's also an app where you can listen to a lot of old disc jockeys, Robert W. Morgan and Don Imus and a whole bunch of them all over the United States. If you need that app, call me sometime and I'll tell you about it, because it's really fun to just type in a name and gives you a whole list of what they used to do and stuff. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. That's all we're going to do for April Fool's today, because both of our guests that are going to be coming in today are going to be talking about factual items. So I want to get April Fool's out of the way. Now, Paul LaVoy may do something at the top of the hour. But for the rest of this hour, the next 52 minutes, we're going to be serious and talk about a lot of good things. I do want to remind you that Speak Out each and every single day is brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. Three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we got clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, vape products, an art store, a Boys and Girls Club thrift store. Outside, we have the jet ski rentals, pet daycare, medical clinic, a dollar store, nail salon, and a lot more. And no, it's not for sale, and no, they're not tearing it down. We're also brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Fiber-based internet is coming. MEC is working with and partnering with TWN Communications. TWN Communications is going to become a real world and they pay me to talk, a real word in our communication system soon, because we're all going to be talking about TWN, just like we say MEC, TWN, because they're bringing you fiber-based technology that keeps your home and your business connected with faster internet speeds. Oh, boy, I can't wait. Don't forget your cooperative connection card. You get that from MEC, too, and it just saves you money at Arizona Comfort Solutions, Mills Tours, Mojave Shred, Rim Country Rock and Yard. So make sure you have that card. You can pick it up at their Hancock offices. If you don't have one, get one now. If you have questions for MEC, 763-1100. Someone locally still answers the phone at MEC. Yay! We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, as all medical facilities do. And Legacy services, they include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, they have a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 758-1404. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Barron Services, TWN Communication, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage. And let me give you just a little bit of weather here. Today we're supposed to get up to 88, and let's see here. I think these winds are supposed to die down this afternoon, so they're not going to be with us all day today. Tomorrow, we're headed to 95 on the Colorado River, 99 on Saturday. Don't forget Saturday, there is a farmer's market in Bullhead City. perfect day to go down there, because in the morning it's going to be in the 70s. Can you believe that? And then on Sunday, yes, on Sunday, they are calling for 100 degrees, our first 100 day in along the Colorado River, and probably everywhere else too. But then Monday we drop back to 99. So, and of course that's subject to change. It's a couple days away, so you never know what's going to happen with them. Okay, my first guest is Sergeant Donald Dice with the Nevada Highway Patrol, and he might have got stuck on a writing somebody a ticket. Somebody might have done something right in front of him, and he had to write him a ticket or something. But he's going to be here any moment. And while we're waiting for him, I want to remind you that today is the last day. And actually, it's the last 3 hours to order your hams. If you want hams and you want to help the museum in Bullhead City grow and add more rooms and add more items and open more hours, et cetera, because they got to pay for electricity, you know, then you want to buy ham from Suzanne. Call Susanna right now, 928-234-4807. At 1 o'clock today, they head to Vegas and they pick up the hams. So if you don't have your order placed by one, you're not getting one. Now, I have one. I know Terry Sponder was here yesterday. She took down the number, and she was going to call and get her ham. So they are delicious, too, and they're pre-cooked, and they're ready to go. And so if you want a ham from Susanna, give her a call, 928-234-4807. And that's happening right now. Also today, there is an Easter celebration at the Senior Center in Bullhead City, the Senior Campus, from 12 until 2. Any questions, call Kim Cool at Bullhead City at 763-9400. You'll have to ask for her. They'll transfer you over to that building, and she'll tell you all about it. Tomorrow, there is a cleanup in Bullhead City again. You meet, everyone's meeting at Honey's Bakery. Jade's going to have something special for you, I'm sure. 6 a.m., you meet at Honey's Bakery on Marina Boulevard, and then off to the desert right across from Community Park, and you clean it up. And if you have any questions, call Grace at 928-444-2896. How are you, Sergeant?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. How's the world of Laughlin and the roads?
Well, you know, it's obviously picked up with everything opening up, so
yeah.
We're getting pretty busy.
You're starting to see more and more traffic and
a lot more traffic,
more collisions, and
you know our accidents definitely have gone up,
yeah.
And that's kind of all over really
right.
For the Highway Patrol. So
and then the speed demons are you because now weekends people are starting to come to Laughlin and whatnot. So are you seeing them out there on the roadways going majorly fast?
Yes, I mean our speeds have definitely increased. We're getting a lot of those cars in the 100 still.
Really?
We are. So 163 has been really. Busy for us lately with a lot of 90s, high 90s, and it's a 65 zone. So.
Yeah. Wow.
But I just need to remind you know, anybody that travels this way that the speeding tickets are expensive. It's $20 for every mile an hour of the speed limit plus court costs. So that's something to think about.
So if you're doing 100 in a 65, you're paying 35 there for times 20. What is that? That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
He's using his calculator real quick, too.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at just, if you're 40 over, you're $800 just for the speeding portion of it.
Wow. And that doesn't count going to court.
No.
And then if you're coming from California, that means then you got to pay court costs, and you might have to travel back out here to go to court.
The court costs are there regardless
of
the citation. So.
Yeah.
And each court's a little bit different on their court costs and how they do their court costs. So.
Jeepers. So it's expensive to speed.
It is, and, you know.
Then their insurance.
Well, and that's just it. You know, I mean, nobody wants their insurance to go up. But a lot of the things that I tell people, and I've heard this excuse a lot, especially during this whole COVID thing, is that, you know, I can't afford a ticket. You know, I'm out of work. Well, if you're out of work, you shouldn't be speeding is kind of what I explain to people. You know, you shouldn't be doing 30 over the speed limit.
Yeah, you're not in a hurry to go anywhere.
Exactly.
You're out of work. So,
right.
Yeah, slow down. And, you know, our frequency doesn't get into the L.A. basin, unfortunately, but... You'd almost have to think how stupid for somebody from Southern California to come out here and be in a hurry to come to Laughlin, get an $800 ticket before you even get into the casino.
Right.
So your weekend of fun has already cost you $800 and you haven't put a quarter in a machine yet.
Right. I mean, we're what? how many miles from the California state line.
Yeah.
You're here in 20, 25 minutes. It's not worth that speeding ticket prior to getting here.
Yeah.
But, you know, the crashes have increased. Our fatalities have increased.
They have.
In the state of Nevada, overall.
In the whole state, yeah. Because you see all the numbers, because you're the sergeant, but you're the commander locally.
Right.
And so you see all the numbers all over the state, right?
We do, and we have our meetings every month, and we talk about the fatality rate, and it's gone up by almost 30%.
Wow.
We're averaging, you know, we have a fatal team that goes out and specifically investigates those crashes. And
right.
Our fatal team has been so busy, we've had 2 and 3 fatalities a day. On some of our days, they've been really busy.
Wow.
Where our team just doesn't, you know, they don't get a break.
They don't stop. No. Yeah. Jeepers.
So a lot of it's speed related, you know, so it's DUI related.
Carelessness.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. Wow. Wow. So now you haven't been on this year yet. So were there any new laws that popped up for 2021 for Nevada?
Right now we're in the middle of our legislative session.
Oh, okay.
So the new laws will take effect July 1 or October. So there are some things that they're in the process of going through with bills and stuff right now. So as soon as we get closer to the end of the session, we'll kind of know what's going to be coming out for the new laws for Nevada.
Right.
But I do want to emphasize, you know, the helmet law again.
That's right.
I have just seen a gentleman yesterday with no helmet. And even with these trikes now, as long as it's saddled, you've got to wear a helmet.
Oh, okay.
So
even the trikes where people think, well, it's not quite a motorcycle
because
I got 3 wheels.
But the way the law is written now is if you have to saddle it, you've got to wear a helmet.
Okay. So if you're sitting in a saddle.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're not wearing a seatbelt over your shoulder.
Right. Yeah. And that's the problem. You know, where our seatbelts enforcement has increased as well. I know the seatbelt laws are a little bit different in Arizona, but when you cross that bridge, everybody has to wear a seatbelt.
Right. And they have to in Arizona, but I think in Arizona, if I recall, and someone's going to text me and tell me I'm wrong, I believe in Arizona that if you don't have your seatbelt on, they can't stop you for that.
Right. It's not considered a primary violation.
Primary violation.
That's correct.
But if they stop you for a taillight out and you don't have your seatbelt on, you're going to get a ticket for both.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but over here, you can stop them.
No, actually, seatbelt's not a primary.
Oh, okay.
But believe me, there are...
They're going to find something.
There's always a turn signal violation, lane change violation, speed. There's always something else going on.
Right.
So...
And it just adds on to the ticket. It's like the old Dano, you know, throw the book at him.
Right.
You know, add everything you can onto that ticket.
And we know we don't do that.
Right.
You know, I just want to make that clear to anybody that's listening out there. We don't. It's what they call stacking charges.
Yeah.
You know, we try to use some common sense and use some reason when we're making these stops. You know?
And our state legislators haven't realized the importance of the seatbelt. You know, to make it, no, it's not a primary. You can't stop them for that. Well, gosh.
Right.
That's how they get hurt in crashes.
Well, you know? and just to kind of give you a little bit of overview of why that is, you know, the seatbelt saves lives.
Yeah.
And there's no ifs, ands, buts about it.
Ask Tiger Woods.
Well, yeah. And the thing is that people don't realize if you have somebody that's not wearing a seatbelt, gets into a major crash, a lot of head trauma, all those hospital bills, they don't have insurance. You know who pays for those hospital bills?
The driver.
The taxpayers.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because, you know, the bills are going to be paid.
Right.
So, you know, it's something you got to think about. Is it really our insurance and stuff is going up because of those folks who aren't wearing seatbelts?
Yeah.
The ones who are speeding, getting crashes, the DUIs.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, we just got to be.
Compounding and compounding.
It does, you know, over time.
So. All right. Wow. A lot going on. So you're staying busy.
Very.
All right. Let us take a break. And we're going to come back and chat more with the sergeant. If you have a question for him, 702-298-1063. That's our phone number. You can call in, and he'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Shopping is the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftman
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Idness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Aquarius Casino Resort wants you to get sauced at River Rock Pizza and Pasta. Marinara, pomodoro, cream and parmesan, and garlic white sauce are just some of the amazing flavors of our classic pasta dishes and pizzas, all made fresh in-house. Feast on casual Italian cooking and enjoy rockin' river views while sipping on a classic cocktail or refreshing glass of wine. River Rock Pizza and Pasta, open daily at Aquarius Casino Resort. Reservations are recommended. Call 800-662-LUCK.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by TWN Communications. They're partnering with MEC to bring you fiber-based technology and fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures you will have faster internet access and speeds and keeping your home and your business connected. My favorite sentence. By the way, pre-register at MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095. We're also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. The locals and visitors leave their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. And if you need some dog training, they do one-on-one or group classes. Call Risen Star at 754-3006. Mojave Mortgage. Let me tell you a story about this guy. Yesterday, Chad Hansen answered his phone. It was his personal banker. I don't know if it was Bank of America or Wells Fargo or who it was, but they were calling him because they needed money. Yeah. Yeah. So even the banks, when they need money, they know that Chad Hansen sits on this big vault under his chair and that he's got it full. So even the banks call him when they need money. So if you need a mortgage loan, maybe you want to add on to your house. Maybe you want a new pool. Maybe you want a refi. Then call Chad Hansen. He's got plenty of money. You got to get in line to get a hold of him because everyone's calling him. 288-2691, 928-288-2691. We're also brought to you by Barron Services, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Walker Service Electric, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And so the big advice that you give to people is slow down, wear that seatbelt, and just be cautious, I guess.
Stay off your cell phone.
Oh, yeah, that's the other. Oh, I forgot all about the cell phone. Yeah, because that you can stop them for, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a primary offense. And a lot of people don't realize that the way the Nevada law is written is your first offense is a $50 fine plus court costs. Second's $150.
Wow.
Court costs. Your third offense is $250 court costs and a suspension of your driver's license.
Oh, wow. They're getting serious in Nevada.
They are. Yeah, because it's directly relates to crashes.
Sure.
You know, is the distracted driving. And, you know, you're allowed to use GPS, but you can't let it distract you.
Okay.
So, you know, we get a lot of those folks that are trying to use their GPS, but if anybody knows, when you start a trip, you should already have that put in already.
And there's so many devices now where you can have your phone displayed, you know, and so you don't have to touch it.
Well, it's the new car technology. Right. A lot of your stuff is right there on the screen of the vehicle you're driving.
The other thing is, you don't have to, if you're using GPS and if you're trying to find Harrah's and you're new to town, It's going to tell you where to turn.
Absolutely.
It's going to tell you what to do. You don't need to be looking at it.
Right.
It's going to tell you in 300 feet, turn left, 200 feet, turn left, you know. And so you don't have to have that phone in your hand.
Nope.
And by the way, usually there's more than one person in the car. Let that person next to you hold
it. Let that co-pilot have it, right?
Yeah. Let them hold it so you can see it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's a big violation then.
It is. Yeah. You know, the other thing we're seeing a lot of, too, an uptick in commercial. We're doing a lot of commercial vehicle enforcement, a lot of the trucks.
Right.
We have a lot of problems. We're doing some blitzes out here with our commercial enforcement division, especially in the Searchlight area.
Okay.
We put a lot of trucks out of service for a lot of violations, either logbook, equipment violations. We had one trooper put about 8 trucks out of service in one day in Searchlight alone because we're starting to see these trucks bypassing that CHP weigh scale headed south or even headed north. You know, they don't want to see those scales. So we've really picked up the commercial enforcement in Searchlight.
Well, and the last thing the public wants is an 18-wheeler on the road that's not safe.
Yeah, you got 80,000 pounds running down the road with some equipment violations or a driver that's gone way over on his hours for driving or operating.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you know, I had Dot Foods in here a couple of weeks ago. And, boy, their trucks are so equipped with everything. They know everything that's going on with their truck.
We've never had a problem with the Dot truck at all.
Yeah.
Those guys are pretty squared away and... You know, they're really good professional drivers, and they maintain all their equipment very well.
They do. And they watch their drivers. They can look at a map and say where all their drivers are, what speeds they're traveling.
Well, they can shut them down when they're getting up on their hours, too.
Yes,
so.
And they do. So, because every truck has a sleeper.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's
no problem. You pull over right now and take a nap. You're about you're about ready to approach your last hour.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, 18-wheelers. And, you know, years ago in Bullhead City, we used to have crashes weekly on 68 coming down that hill. They would just get going so fast, and then they tap the brakes and go, whoa, I got no brakes.
Exactly.
You know, and even at the top of 68, there's a place where you're supposed to stop and check your brakes, and there is at the top of 163.
That is correct.
There's a great big area with a bathroom even, right?
Yeah, we've been lucky enough that our runaway truck wrap hasn't been used in a long time, knock on wood.
Yeah, that's
so,
good.
So, you know.
Now you say that next week.
Exactly. Yep. So.
Well, thank you for coming in and giving us this information. Now, you do have an office here in Laughlin. Doesn't mean you're there all the time, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we do. We do maintain a Laughlin office.
And people call it and leave messages. And
they can.
Yeah.
Yep. But nobody's in that office 24/7.
Right.
So we're there just to do some reports or you know something like that. But
and check messages.
Absolutely. Yeah. So.
So anybody could call back if you leave a message.
Yep.
You know the number at the top of your head.
Well, you know, I don't ever call my substation.
Exactly. Let's say we got a caller. Caller, you got a question?
Yes. Lately, there's been an awful lot more volume of commercial traffic coming down I-40. Do you know of anything going on in Nevada that's keeping them from taking I-15 instead of I-40?
You know, I really don't know. I know that with the COVID stuff being released and more, basically, like in the state of Nevada, we're going up 10% every month as far as opening goes.
Right.
So I think when you see those states opening more, you're going to see a lot more truck traffic, especially going east-west,
right.
Maybe even versus north-south, because a lot of that produce or whatever else is going back east.
I know the last 4 Sundays in a row, this intersection at I-40 and SR-95, is you can't get off the highway. They're backed up a mile along I-40 trying to get off on the SR-95.
And you're right, Kenny, because I traveled that just last week. I had to go to Havasu, and I came back out, and there was a line of them on the off-ramp headed for Havasu on 95.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
So. Yeah, I don't know on the Arizona side, since I work the Nevada side, what exactly going on. I don't know if they got construction going on over there. So.
I haven't seen any, but they might. So, yeah, I-40 is busy, isn't it, Kenny?
Yeah, just a lot more volume.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, he lives out in Yucca.
Okay.
And so he can see I-40, I think, and sees all the traffic. But, yeah, the last time I was in Havasu last week, and sure enough,
yep.
There was enough traffic getting on there, on and off that off route. It caught my eye. I mean, I noticed it. I was like, wow, look at all those 18-wheelers in a row.
You know, Larry, the only thing I want to mention real quick, too, is the side-by-sides. Those folks with side-by-sides got to realize that Nevada doesn't recognize the license plates from Arizona or anywhere else. So we got to be careful.
They got to be off-road.
They got to be off-road. They can't go any state routes. They're allowed to cross the highways, but they can't be traveling up the state routes. And, you know, we've got a few going up to Christmas Tree Pass, and you just can't do it regardless of the license plates
and
or insurance.
You can't come across the bridge and decide you want to truck down Casino Drive.
That's correct.
Because the laws in each state are different.
Yeah.
And Nevada, they don't give them a license for that at all, do they?
No, you have to get a permit, and that's usually for off-road.
Oh, okay.
So, right. But there are some designated routes, though, that are coming up in Clark County, especially when the Moapa, Logandale area.
Okay.
They're designating routes for the ATV side-by-sides.
Right.
And that's something I would like to work on for the Laughlin area, you know, especially with Needles Highway being a county road.
Sure.
I'd like to work on something. I'm a side-by-side guy, too, so
yeah.
I would like to, you know, see some kind of routes like they do in Utah, designated routes for the ATVs. But, you know, the problem we always see is that when you do that, you always got a few that just ruin it for everyone else.
Oh, yeah, because they tear it up.
But most of the groups around here that, you know, if you follow them on Facebook, those guys are all pretty well control each other and keep everybody in check, and that's a good thing. So
great.
But I'm going to be working on that, trying to figure it out with the county and local, the new lieutenant with Metro, and find out what we can do to make that happen.
Good deal.
So.
All right, Lieutenant or Sergeant, thank you so much
for
coming.
Promotion, Larry.
Yeah, you know, you're getting money with that. But good information, and you know, stay alert out there, and stay off the phone, and slow down.
That's right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
You bet.
February is about love and hearts. Warm Sea is reminding you to take your own heart health seriously. Eat healthy, exercise, and know the signs of a heart attack. If you experience pain or tightening of the chest, pain in one or both arms, your jaw or stomach, or shortness of breath, with or without chest discomfort, call 911 immediately. As a cardiac receiving center and an accredited chest pain center, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here to serve your heart 24 hours a day, every day.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go. Via Transitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City. Transitter K292ES, Laughlin. And Transitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com. 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state. And KJJJ HD2.
718-9444, 718-9444. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall, the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have their Imaging Center on Hancock Road at Train Road, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek Road and Gold Rush Road. On the Parkway, Warm Sea has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family docs. Then they have, of course, the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have medical questions, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll be more than happy to help you out and get you to somebody that can take care of you. So we're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center. And now, into the studio again, we have Walt and Kathy here from the Elks Club in Bullhead City. How are you guys?
Hey, good morning. How are you, Larry?
Good,
fantastic.
Thank you. And you're here because you have an event coming up.
We do. We have an Easter egg hunt.
You're going to have a hard time listening in your left ear because you got to spin this around.
Headsets.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this is the third, which is, I think, Saturday?
Correct.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're having an Easter egg for children, 11 and under. We'll have the Easter Bunny there, and this is at 9 a.m. at Dean Hackett Park.
And Dean Hackett Park, for those that don't know about it, it's hard to find.
It is. It's a very small park. It is off of Marina Drive and Terrace Drive.
And you go down Raymar to Marina Drive, and then you head towards the river, which means north at that point, and just keep following it around, and you run right into it.
Yes, you will. It'll be on the left-hand side.
It's one of our best parks, I think, because it's kind of tucked away. A few months ago, Grace wanted to interview me, and she took me, and I said, well, let's go to Dean Hackett Park and do it. She goes, why there? I go, because no one knows where it's at.
Exactly.
There's
nobody
ever there, and it's nice and quiet, and big trees.
It's a great little park for the kids and everything. Yes. They've got the playground, they've got the little place for the barbecues. It's a great park.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure that you'll be able to have a good time there and hide plenty of eggs because there's so many trees around.
There's plenty of everything around there, Larry.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Parks Department, they've helped us out a little bit by letting the grass grow a little bit. So, well, we'll have some hiding places that they may or may not be able to find.
Good. So you called Dave Heath and said help, huh? And
yes, we did.
Leave the grass long. He said, that's okay. I got other things for them to do. They'll mow that grass this week.
That's what he said, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
So. We'll also be giving out baskets.
Oh, you are?
A few baskets that the children can win.
Okay. How do they win a basket?
We'll have little raffle tickets.
Ah.
For them to win, there's several baskets, not just one or two. We have a lot of them.
Good, good. Yeah. Now, this is both basically the auxiliary, the women who put this together, or what?
No, this is actually the Elks themselves that have put this together this year.
All right, good deal. And we've been mentioning this on our community calendar, so hopefully you'll have lots of kids that show up.
Yeah, we've put a pretty big package together for this, so hopefully we'll get a lot of kids out there, and it'll just be a fun time for everybody that's involved.
Good.
With the hunt, the prizes, everything that's going to be involved in it. And again, like Kathy was saying, the Easter Bunny's going to be out there. Everything from our donations from the community, which was super, super impressive this year.
Oh, yes, we have definitely a large community input.
Yeah.
From Wiener Schnitzel to... Harrington Tax Accounting and Taxes. We've got Papa John's, Bullhead City Police Department, and the Fire Department. There's been so many.
Scooters has also given us a huge lift.
So good.
Really, really nice how the community came out, as well as our fellow Elk members at the lodge that absolutely stepped up and participated in this and made it a huge event.
Good.
So we're really looking for a great turnout for this.
Is this your first year doing this?
This is my first year doing this, yes.
Okay.
The Elks have done it numerous years before this, with the exception of last year due to the COVID. But, yeah, we're getting back into the community now. We just came off of an event with drug awareness with...
Oh, we were out there with the Kids Expo.
Right,
with you were. With the Kiwanis,
you were out there Saturday, yeah. Yep. So did you pass out information about this on Saturday?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I passed
good.
Out flyers to all the children along with their coloring books and their drug awareness ribbons.
Good. Yeah, I'd asked Terry when she was there. I said, what happened to that display they used to have about drugs, you know, that showed the different pills and everything? And she said she's not sure what happened to that.
Yeah, we're going to try to – well, with all the changes and everything in the community, you know, we're going to be updating a lot of the stuff that we've had for years and years and years going forward. So we'll see some new displays coming out and some
good.
New signage and things like that. We're really looking forward to this being a really big year for us in the community. So we're trying to just get the word out.
And in the past, I think you guys have gone to the bike rodeo also and
That's
set
correct.
Up there.
That's
and,
correct.
And given out information.
Yeah.
That we have.
That's coming up on the 10th.
And we'll be out there for that.
Yeah. In Bullhead City, out in front of the Walmart this year instead of tucked behind the store. It's going to be out in front this year. So, yeah, so you guys will be there again?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I plan on, I mean, I've reached out to, I believe it was the police department on that.
Yeah, Lori Duggan.
Lori Duggan.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about it. We haven't confirmed it yet, but we're going to be definitely looking forward to doing
something. Or Lori Viles at the fire department, either one of them can confirm that, yeah. So it's a joint event by the two of them.
It's a fabulous community we have here.
Yes, it really is. It is. I was typing last night my thank you letter, letter to the editor of everyone who helped out with the expo. Not just the vendors and the parents, but everybody who helped get us to that point. It's a long list, so yeah, I'm sure it's going to exceed their normal limit for a letter to the editor.
Yeah.
It was definitely fabulous what you had going on that day.
Yeah. Well, that's our annual event. This is the third year, so I'm hoping that we keep it going. And
well, that's with us. We're hoping that next year, after this one, after we're successful this year, that next year we'll get bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Sure. You might have to move out of Dean Haggard Park. You get too many people.
I would hope we never do. Yeah. We may have to find some more parking, but I don't think we'll ever get out of there.
I know the noon Kiwanis Club, they do theirs up at Davis Camp on the grass. And, boy, when they say go, it's like all these kids show up and it's over in 2 minutes, you know, because they have all the eggs picked up.
Yeah. It doesn't take very long, you know, at all. I mean, the kids are super excited about it. And when they get that little whistle to go or the horn to go, they're gone.
Oh, yeah, they are. So what else does Elks have coming up?
Well, we've got our hoop shoot that will be coming up this year. There will be a contest for the kids that are in schools that can do a contest to shoot basketballs and free throws, and whoever does the most gets to be moved on to some other portions of the contest. You are aware of our drug awareness.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got that going on. We also do a lot of stuff for the veterans. A lot of the donations and things that we've done. Recently, we've just given a wheelchair out that one of our vets that was an Elks member donated to the lodge and only wanted it to go to a vet.
Sure.
It was actually a scooter.
Yeah, it was actually a scooter. I'm sorry. Oh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And we found somebody that was worthy of it, and he was given that at a presentation at the Elks Lodge. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Good.
So we're reaching out to everything out there.
Yeah.
But going forward, with inside the lodge, we have a lot of activities. As everybody's aware, the lodge is open now.
Yep.
And we're having a really good time. Anybody interested, please reach out to the lodge itself if you'd like to join. We'll be more than happy to talk with you a little bit about that as well.
And that's Emerald and Hancock?
That's correct.
Yep.
At the corner.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Right at the corner. I've been going to that building so many years.
Yeah, we saw you the other night there.
The other night. I was there the other day looking for Terry to pick up her registration for the expo. Yeah. But there was blood drives there and meetings. And
we have the concealed weapons permit class that goes on there.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We do have that. We have a dance class that goes on. And there's just we always
have
something.
Bunko.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, they used to do blood drives in there, and then there was a variety of meetings, and then, of course, now last year I don't think you did it, but you always do, you always honor the police and fire and judges, I think.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that again this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always been a big event, too.
Yeah. We kind of did one, it was a smaller version of everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, we also have our Flag Day where we celebrate the American flag and the different years of the flag and so on.
Right.
Americanism.
Yep, Americanism. So we do a lot of stuff.
So tell us, what is the purpose of Elks? How does it, what is it, what do they do, or what is your mission?
Sure, our mission is to make sure that our communities are always having enough for when people are in need.
Hmm.
And what I mean by that is if anybody needs anything, the Elks will generally step up. We don't like to advertise everything that we do.
Right.
But I mean, if somebody, let's say somebody has lost their home with the Elks, we'll sit there and put them up into a hotel and try to find transportation for them until they get back on their feet. But our main mission has always been to, generate enough donations to support the programs that we do, which is the veterans program.
Our veterans. Our primary goal is the veterans.
And the people in the community. So we look forward to doing a lot of that.
I know years ago when I was at the fire department before I retired, I did a smoke detector program. And we went to the local service clubs and we asked them for a couple $100 to buy smoke alarms. Mm-hmm. And as we were into the program, we'd bought all the smoke alarms. All of a sudden I got a request for smoke alarms for some deaf children. And I went, Oh, wow. And I had to do the research and go, what do they do and what do they use? Well, they have them with bright lights, that a strobe light. And you can have them that vibrate, so it can be like in their bed and vibrate. And so, but they were like $200 a piece, and I needed three of them. Yeah. And I went to the Elks, and they gave me the money for the three of them. So, yeah. Many years ago for us too.
The high school needed some tubas. Their old tubas were kind of worn out and everything. So, one of our members got together and got a bunch of donations together and bought them some tubas. I think he bought three of them at the time.
Wow!
And those are still over there.
Yeah.
If you see the flags along the Highway 95 down there with the veterans, young folks, pictures on them, we made a donation to them to replace the ones that were damaged during that big windstorm we had a couple of months back.
Yep.
So we do an awful lot.
We had a lot of wind here.
Yeah,
so
we do.
That alone would keep you real busy.
Yeah, we are pretty busy when it comes to all of it. Yes.
That's just some of the few things that we do off the top of our heads, but there's so many that we do. We reach out, and our main goal is the veterans.
Okay. What's the phone number for the Elks if people want to give them a call and ask to join or questions?
Sure.
It is 928-758-2408.
Okay. Thank you both.
But, yeah, I'd just like to say thank you to all of our sponsors, and thank you, kids. Everybody come on out and enjoy this event. It's going to be a great, great, great time.
Right. Did you name all your sponsors?
I most certainly did.
Okay, very good.
And if I missed any, I do apologize. I have.
We have to give sponsors their credit because they're
do.
The ones that make this town rock and roll.
You know it.
And I do want to thank all of my fellow Elks for participating.
Good deal. All right, thank you both very much. We'll be back after this.
Thank you, Larry.
Mojave Electric Cooperative encourages our members to participate in the free funding available for our weatherization program, hosted by WACOG in the city of Bullhead to provide energy-efficient home upgrades for low-income families looking to save money on their utility bills. To find out more information about this program, please visit with our energy management staff located in our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City, or call 928-763-1100 and ask to speak with an energy management team member today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is it time for you to review your security system? What? You don't have a security system? Barron Security Solutions can help with that. Barron offers installation of today's best security systems and provides 24/7 monitoring with local service and support. Not sure what system your home or business needs? Let Barron Security Solutions help. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, Barron is the only call you'll need to make. 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
A trusted healthcare resource. When it comes to you or your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff actually takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Tony Liska has a personal commitment to his community. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite across from the hospital. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
A Saturday Easter egg hunt for children ages 11 and younger will start promptly at 9 a.m. this Saturday, April 3rd at Dean Hackett Park in Bullhead City. The egg hunt is free and sponsored by the Elks Lodge 2408. Children should bring their own basket. Donations are also being accepted by Harrington Accounting and Tax. Mayhem, the main event, is scheduled for April 21st through the 24th and is now the official vendor for what's being called the Laughlin Bike Week. More information about the event and sponsorship opportunities are online at mayheminfo.com. Saving Animals in Need Together, or SAINT, is reminding all residents about opportunities to adopt, foster, volunteer, advocate, and educate. Be the voice of the voiceless and visit bhcsaint.org.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. They're the experts in comfortable. They want you comfortable in your home or your business. You pick. And give them a call if something's not working right or you're not quite comfortable. They can take care of your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, which right now you might not be using, but you're going to start using that air conditioning, that swamper. Remember I mentioned 100 degrees on Sunday? Yeah. So get that swamper and AC tuned up. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Arizona. They get that air the right temp. Call 758-2400. Farm Bureau Financial Services, if it's time for you to renew your life insurance, your auto insurance, or your home insurance, what about your commercial insurance? Do you have a ranch or a farm? Well, if not, if you do, then you need their help. Give them a call. Come in, make an appointment, come in and sit down with either Stephanie or Greg or David, and they'll go over your policies. Maybe there's ways to trim something. Maybe there's a way to add something. Maybe there's ways to bundle it and save you money, but you don't know till you call. 763-8464. Take time to sit down with them and see what they can do for you. We're also brought to you by Barron Services, experts in pools. They design them, they install them, and they do scheduled maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in landscaping, beautiful design and complete installation. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, scheduled treatments and problem areas. And by the way, remember, Matt was just here Tuesday talking about the bugs that are going to start coming out when it's warm because they're going to be looking for someplace cool. And you don't want to step on them. You don't want them around your house. You don't want them bugging your kids or your pets either. So call 758-5499. They'll come out and spray. Come the same time every month, they're a piece of cake to work with. They do my house. And if they come early, they text me. That's great. So, plus, they do weed control. So if you have weed issues, call them. And if you don't have weed issues, get ready because you're going to. Because we're going to have rain here and then sunshine and a little rain and a little sunshine. And that's what the weeds want, and they'll grow. Call Barron, 758-5499. We're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, Rizzistar Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and the Laughlin Outlet Mall. I didn't do COVID numbers today, but I will tell you that yesterday in Mojave County, they reported 17 cases. 9 were in Bullhead City, 4 in Kingman, and 3 in Lake Havasu City. This morning in the state of Arizona, they reported 318 cases, 10 deaths. So you're up to date with COVID. If you're still looking for a test or a vaccination, 753-8665 is the number. Give them a call, and they'll be more than happy to answer your questions and direct you wherever you need to go. A little bit of community calendar for you. Don't forget that cleanup tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., they're meeting at Honey's Bakery. Jade will fix something for you nice, I guarantee it. So Honey's Bakery on Marina, and then they head after that to the desert across from Community Park. They're going to clean that up. If you've got questions, you want to call Grace Heck, 444-2896, and she'll take care of you. Also on Friday, we have a grand opening raffle painting, and this is happening at Advent Paint and Frame in Kingman at 208 Beale Street. Kicks off at 3 o'clock. Questions, call the Chamber in Kingman, 753-6253. And then on Saturday, the Kiwanis Club, the Noon Kiwanis Club, has their poker run. $85 for a vehicle. You get two lunches and a poker hand and a whip flag. You want to call Derek Voss to get involved, 928-277-3698. Pretty sure that's off-road. So give Derek a call. He'll tell you for sure. There is a farmer's market this Saturday in Bullhead City. I mentioned it earlier. Kicks off at 9 o'clock. At Community Park, it's going to be a beautiful morning, perfect time to get out, 763-9400 if you need to get involved with it or you want a booth, call Dave Heath at the city, 763-9400. The Easter egg hunt we just talked about at Dean Hackett Park, again, that's at 9 a.m., call the Elks Lodge if you have questions or just grab your kids and head down there Saturday at 9 a.m. and let them have fun. And the Colorado River Noon Kiwanis Club has their Easter egg hunt at Davis Camp on Sunday. That kicks off at noon. By the way, it's free to get into Davis Camp that day. Any questions, call Marilyn 201-8395. And Marilyn's chairing that, and she'll be more than happy to take care of you. Next Wednesday, there is a celebration of life, kind of a memorial for Dee Dee Lorenzo, beloved teacher in Bullhead City for years, fifth grade teacher up at Diamondback. They're installing a park bench for her at South Rotary Park at 10 o'clock on the 7th. And if you want to be a part of it, call Carol Finkenstein, 928-219-2582. Speaking of Carol, I mentioned this earlier, but I want to mention it again. You got like 2 hours to order your hams. If you want a ham, you're down to the last 2 hours. You need to call Susanna. Susanna and Carol are headed to Vegas today at 1 o'clock to pick up the hams. They got to call them and give them their order. Then they go up there and pick it up, and then you pick it up at Susanna's house. So it's very easy. They're pre-cooked. They're ready to go. And trust me, I have one waiting for me today because they're very, very good. So if you want to call Susanna and order one, it's 928-234-4807. It's the last day to order it. Mentioned earlier, the bike rodeo is coming up on the 10th, week from Saturday. This is in the Walmart parking lot. In the past, it's been behind the AT&T store and in that area there behind Walmart. But this year, they put it out in front in the parking lot so that you can see it from the highway. It's 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. And any questions, call Lori Duggins at 763-9200 or Lori Viles at 758-3971. The White Cliffs Wagon Trail cleanup is also on the 17th. And if you want to help out with the trail in Kingman, that happens at 10 a.m. And Kingman Main Street is putting that together, so get a hold of them. Also, this is cool. They're having on Sunday the 18th in Kingman a free Kingman Unified School District Bands. So they're going to have bands from all the schools at Metcalf Park at 4 o'clock. What a great thing that's going to be. And the temperature in the middle of April is just going to be wonderful in Kingman. So put that down on your calendar. Sunday the 18th at 4 o'clock at Metcalf Park. Go up there. Support these kids that are out there playing horns and learning this and trying to become better at it. Support them, would you please? All right, this is just about going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Tomorrow, we have Chaz Martinez in here for the whole hour. We're talking Talus Harbor, mental health and issues and everything else that goes with it. So hopefully you'll listen tomorrow. Call in if you have questions and participate. Paul Lavoie's up next with Speak Out. He's from Havasu. I tell you who his guest is, but I'd be guessing because I don't have it. It is Thursday. So that means it could be Brian Springberg because, you know, that's what we do on Thursdays in Havasu. So, everyone have a great day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Cindy Lauper going to take you up to the news. Oh, did I thank Walt and Kathy?
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.